And then, I guess in the simplest way possible, how do you guys fix what's gone wrong?
How do we?
Yeah.
Just get back to work. You got to get back to, you know, playing hard defensively. Get back to, you know, making the game fun. It's actually not it's not as hard as how you asked it. It's just it's simple. Just get back to work. Have fun with the game. Get back to what we were doing earlier.
I think they stopped having fun. Not just the results are displayed, but
obviously the results are. I think, you know, we kind of lost our swag, lost how we were playing, lost our confidence, and when you lose that, it's not as fun. And we had a phenomenal practice yesterday, and really got after it. And, you know, I kind of look at this as a new season, and what Mike just said, it doesn't really matter what just happened, and clean slate and start over on Thursday.
So are you guys still as confident now as you were a month ago as a team? Do you think you're still as confident?
Yeah, I mean, despite, losing 5 of 6 a month or two ago, we were a top 10 team in the country. You know, none of that talent's gone. No one's hurt. No one's banged up. No one's not playing. Same talent, same coaches, same schemes. Just as confident, same guys. No reason to lose, the confidence that we built over the season.
Is this time of year a fresh start going into the tournament and everything?
Yeah, it is. Whether we were playing well going into it or playing how we were, it's always a fresh start. It's always, everyone's 0-0. Anyone can win the Big Ten tournament. Anybody that gets in can win the NCAA tournament. So you got to look at it as a clean slate and get back to work.
You mentioned the defense. I mean, is it comforting to know? I mean, you've played good defense in the past this season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you get back to doing that? And is that comforting to know that you're capable of getting there?
Yeah. I think you worded it perfectly. If we hadn't done it, it'd be a big concern for us. You'd have to create something. You'd have to, try and fool the other team. But we've proved we can do it. We know we can do it. Just getting back to it.
In retrospect, did you guys maybe, I don't want to say buy into the hype, but when all the top 10 and Final mm-hmm. Four stuff started going, did anybody in the locker room read too much of it?
No, I don't think so. I just think, the league's tough as it is. Everyone went through their lulls, and unfortunately ours were the last six games a year, whereas, Ohio State's with, first couple six, Wisconsin's in the middle couple six. Ours just came at the end. So, I mean, all the top teams, Michigan State, middle couple six. Every team had it. Ours wasn't the best timing, but that's what is legal duty, and just got to, stay strong, fight through each day, and learn to get better.
A couple of years ago, your defense was a problem. That was different. And this year, it seems like, and especially recently, it's more about fundamentals. Got confusion to some extent. Mm-hmm. Who's switching? Who's not?
Right.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Is that easily correctable?
Easy. It's never easy, but like you said, it's way different from my freshman year. My freshman year, we never proved that we could guard anybody. Whether it was the first game of the year when we were playing Chicago State, or whether it was last game of the year when we played Oregon, throughout those games we didn't really prove that we could get down and defend somebody. But this year it's been totally different. We were top 10 nationally, in some defensive statistics, and it's more about obviously knowing your personnel, which I think we do a pretty good job of, but closing out, not letting them drive by you, like you said, rotations, staying in your stance, staying over, getting over the ball rather than hugging your guy. So it's more of strategic things rather than, not being able to do it.